Seven plagues of Revelation, Isaiah chapter 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. With his mighty wind he shall shake his hand over the river and shall smite it in the seven streams and make men go over dry shod. The Euphrates drying up in the sixth plague is Jesus' salvation made void in the seven times of the nations. The prophet cried by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. In this plague, the spirits of devils working signs and miracles proceed out of the dragon, the law, the beast of the sea, Jesus' gospel defiled, and the beast of the earth, the salvations of men. Signs like the blessings of this earth promised to those who keep the law. Seeds sown in God's word like the baptism in Jesus' titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which things divide between those who believe God as one Lord and those who do not. Miracles bound in Jesus' gospel, which things men hold up as evidence they are God sent, but of whom Jesus say, many will come to me in that day, saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Cast out devils, done many wonderful works, and then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. The sixth plague, part 3, Revelation 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Jesus has come as a thief. For when we added to or took from his word, then Jesus took his truth from us. But the spirits of devils which remain in his word deceive us, just as Adam and Eve were tested by the serpent. For our deceit, Babylon feeds us delusion. And while we thought the gospels we changed clothe us, yet like Adam and Eve, the shame of our nakedness appears before the Lamb. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, for the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who now lets will let until he is taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, brethren, because men have not loved the truth, and have not rested in Jesus' salvation, he has taken back his truth and left us Babylon, whose spirit of deceit must be purged in you and me. That the tabernacle of God in heaven, the heavenly gospel of Jesus' faith, must be cleansed of lying signs and delusion. In this context, Paul saw Jesus consume liars with the spirit of his mouth and the brightness of his coming. The Apostle John saw Jesus coming in the wrath of the plague, saying, Revelation 19:11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written on there that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations, and shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, and which deceived them which had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Brethren, the kings of the earth is the testimony in the destroyers' hearts who teach Jesus' gospel defiled. These Jesus slaughters, and the mark of their creeds Jesus burns. The sixth plague, part 4, Revelation 16:16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. The word Armageddon is derived from the Hebrew Ha-Mageddon. Megiddo was where King Josiah fell. 350 years before Josiah's birth, a prophet from Judah spoke against the golden bulls and altars set up by the king Jeroboam in Bethel and Dan. He told Jeroboam, a child of the house of David, named Josiah, would break down his altars and burn the bones of its priests thereon. Jeroboam's bulls were forged to prevent the northern tribes returning to Jerusalem to worship. Its sin became an incurable wound in Israel, in the same way our creeds prevent us from worshipping Jesus in spirit and in truth, and fester in us. Josiah ascended the throne of Judah at the age of 8 and was raised by the Lord's priest. As a young man, they read to him the book of the law, the song of Moses. Upon hearing it, Josiah rent his clothes and gathered the people to hear its song. In an effort to avoid God's impending judgment, he dedicated his life to purging Judah and Israel of its idols and moral collapse. Even so, Josiah fell in the battle at Megiddo. The Lord removed him, as Judah and Israel were marked for the slaughter. And when he fell, it is written, Jeremiah wept. Remember, brethren, before the plague sound, Moses' song is sung in the book of Revelation, chapter 15. It has been sung to every generation, to every church and in every assembly. Praise God. At this point in the plague, such are those church leaders and assemblies that have not yet repented. The destroyers of Jesus' gospel are the very ones who preach it. You and me also were marked for the slaughter on the day we bowed to their idols, the corruption of God's word wrought by men. Yet when we repented, the mark of men Jesus replaced with the mark of his faith. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Jesus Christ is his name. If you have not yet repented, then repent. The wrath of the Lamb is not coming, it is within you. You have been taken. Praise the Lord. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless this word in your heart. May it blossom. May it bring forth fruit of repentance. May you turn to Jesus Christ the Lord with all your heart and your mind and your soul and your strength. Amen.